We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Well, I still don't know how to start the show. Someone ages ago said, stop saying hey, and all, you know, I don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah, and they also said, stop talking about the weather first thing. And I was about to say, it's snowing. And they, oops, I shouldn't do that because we're not supposed to talk about the weather.
They're destroying us.
Yeah, if we actually knew each other better, we could talk about things, but no.
Yeah. Well, or if we wanted everyone else to know what we want to talk about. But I'm rather cheesed off. I had to kill 3 mosquitoes last night. We don't get mosquitoes unless it's summer, and it's freaking cold out. November.
Okay,
what for the hell?
For the rest of America, cheesed off means pissed off. Just saying. We don't use cheesed off here.
Well, that's fine.
You Canadians. I haven't got to tease you about being Canadian in a long time, so.
We like our cheese, all right?
Yes, you do.
Home of John Candy, home of half the guys that are on Saturday Night Live. There you go.
Home of Rush. It's the most important thing. Home of Rush.
Oh, there we go. Anyway, it's nice and cold here now. We're finally feeling some cold. So there you go. A little weather to throw it in and just annoy everyone. Because, you know, that's what we're here for. Okay, so some notes. Let's jump into it. Twitter. Due to a renewed focus on SEO, they claim to have generated 10 times more visitors.
You know why this is cool?
What the hell? SEO's dead.
But you know why this is cool? Because everybody's saying, oh, social media is the thing. They go, the social media sites are turning to SEO, right? And it's working for them, 10 times the traffic. So SEO is not dead. SEO is alive and well, and the social media sites that you love and say are the end-all, be-all are turning to social media as well.
Yes, SEO is the Regis Philbin.
Oh, come on.
Technology, because he never dies.
Can't you say something like, you know, the Spock or somebody else who lives a real long time? That's cool.
I don't know why he came to mind, but he's charismatic, just like you are, you know?
Please, please, please.
Oh, dear. What a start. Okay, so.
The best thing about Regis Philbin is his appearances on David Letterman. Other than that, he's ridiculous.
That's the best part about him. He's hilarious. Anyway. Okay, so what did Twitter do? Tell me all about it, John.
They focused on SEO. I'm not even really sure what they did from an SEO standpoint because it's not like they have much control over the content. So maybe they had they optimized the back end systems. I know they used to have.
Okay. Shush. You're embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, I don't know.
What they did was they made their hashtags easier to index, and that's all they did.
So a technical thing, like I was saying.
So apparently, quote unquote, apparently raising the number from 7.5 million per month to a current 75 million per month.
Well, so what they did a long time ago is they switched to that hashbang to help index because Ajax, right? So Ajax is one of the ways you can index Ajax content. And for the new people, Ajax is a JavaScript methodology that dynamically inserts content into a page. And that's how Twitter loaded all their content for a long time is with Ajax. And there's something called a hashbang, which is a hash symbol followed by or preceded by, I'm not sure which, an exclamation point. And that's one of the ways that you were supposed to be able to let Google know this is dynamically generated content through Ajax, and they were supposed to be able to index it better. Apparently, that wasn't working well for them.
Yeah.
Sounds like they fixed it.
Yes. And as a result, you know, if you type in, what was the example? They used what was it, Walmart guy? I forget. Shows how much I'm up to date.
Alex of Walmart.
Alex, okay, yeah. And there you have their hashtag showing up in the top rankings because that's what everyone wants to search for.
Yeah. Wasn't that amazing? Just, I know we're totally digressing from the topic, but this Alex of Walmart, if you didn't hear about this, what happened was somebody took a picture of this kid bagging groceries in Walmart, right? Apparently his name tag said his name was Alex.
It's so innocuous.
Yeah. It's just out of the blue. If you're
thanking them, they're doing, thanking them.
Yeah. If you're a teenage girl, he was probably cute to you because apparently the teenage girls on the internet went crazy about this photograph and started posting it, and it became a trending tag. Alex from Walmart kept trending on Twitter. The guy went from he was on the Ellen show, and this is why I know the details because he was talking about Ellen and I watched the video. But he went from 400 followers on Twitter. He now has close to 400,000 in a matter of a week, less than a week. And it's crazy. Then there was a social media marketing company that tried to take credit for it and basically said the reason this went viral is because of our new techniques and everything. And then he came out and said, I don't know who these guys are. And they talked about it was a huge, interesting story to follow if you're interested in this kind of stuff. So look up the stories behind Alex from Target.
Well, it is a kind of frightening example of just how. Well, exposed we are, literally, just an image. And it looks like from the picture I see on this article at Search Engine Land, am I seeing correctly, did Saturday Night Live do a thing on him or something?
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Jeez. But crazy.
Ellen had him on the show. She went to his Target. He was a real employee at Target. Target got involved. They tweeted about him. I mean, this kid went from being just a regular old high school kid working a part-time job to this internet celebrity basically overnight out of nowhere for no reason at all. It's just nuts.
Oh, dear.
So this, back to the show. I'm sorry I digressed. That was just really a fascinating story to follow.
It is. Yeah, it is. I know a lot of the main news outlets, even the ones that I respect, were talking about it and saying how this was just an extreme example of how crazy social media is.
Yeah.
And it really is.
And the timing is good, too. If anybody gets, I don't know if you get this in Canada or not, there's a show on HBO called The Newsroom. And it's very political. It's basically the stories behind a newsroom. But they started their last season just this week. And it was the first episode of the last season. And they were talking about how this newsroom covered the Boston bombings, right? And one of the key things that came out of this entire episode was that crowdsourced news, basically Reddit and Twitter and all that, got so many things wrong about that, and then the real news sources picked up on it. So social media was feeding into the real news, and most of it was incorrect. And they were talking about that aspect of how social media was negatively influencing journalism. It was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to digress much more either, but the same thing happened with the shooting at the Canadian Parliament. To everyone else, there were multiple shooters, but there wasn't. Right. I mean, it went way, way out there. I mean, I was following it pretty intensely and posting stuff and going, what the heck? They're saying this and this, and it sounded scary as all hell.
Yeah,
well, way different than what actually happened.
But like, when the Boston bombing happened, CNN actually reported photographs of two guys that they said the police suspected were the bombers that absolutely nothing to do with it. They had to retract it. And it turned out they got that information from sources online, which is really just crazy that that kind of stuff happens in today's journalism.
Didn't one of them get severely injured?
I don't know. It's possible. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know for sure.
Anyways, all right, let's get back to the very interesting and obviously the sort of stuff you and I would just talk about for a while because it's fascinating.
But the general point of the whole conversation is social media likes SEO, so you should too.
Yes. So continue listening despite us.
Right.
Now, I want to do something a little different today. At the end, we always seem to have our questions and we never quite get to all of them. So this is a big one. It's from Craig Moore, and I want to jump right to it because I think it's a good one.
All right.
He talks about nofollow and Amazon affiliate links. I summarized it because he put a lot of great detail in it, but I don't think we need to get into all that on the show. The concept is, should you nofollow Amazon or, frankly, any affiliate link? And what about each time it appears on the page? Do you have to do it on every time or just once? Text links, image links, are they treated the same way? So there's a few questions there. In short, my answer is yes, no follow affiliate links. It's just good practice. You're not going to hurt anything, and you're just preventing yourself from getting any issues with Google.
And you're potentially protecting your affiliate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, what about each time it appears on the page?
Yes, each link looks separate. So I think if you have the same link multiple times, they're only going to count it once anyway, but just to be safe, there's no reason not to include it on each link every time it appears.
Yeah, I hope I summarize this correctly. I mean, he had a lot of detail here, and they're really interesting stuff Craig's up to all the time. In fact, I tell you, I love his posts. He shares some really interesting information on our SEO 101 community page in Google+. So if anyone wants to get some good tips and stuff, he does some great tips, and he obviously is always trying new things. Now, what is nofollow?
Great users.
Yeah, very great. Yeah, and what I wanted to actually preface all this with is a great quote I saw from it was this weird site actually. What the hell is it called? Oh darn it! I dropped the site. Oops. Anyway,
Bing.
No, what? Yeah. No, I don't go there. It was whatwg.com or something. I think it has something to do with code and such. Anyways, what is nofollow? What does it mean? Quote unquote. It indicates that the link is not endorsed by the original author or publisher of the page, or that the link to the reference document was included primarily because of a commercial relationship between people affiliated with the two pages.
Good description.
Yeah, I thought that was a really well-written description. I looked up the one that's the official one, and oh my God, it's so nerdy. It's unbelievable. This one actually makes some sense, and hopefully, if it makes sense to us, it's not too out there for others that are new to this. I think what really puts out there is you don't want to be connected to this, either because you have a commercial relationship with the link, which is not good. You don't want Google to see that and think that you're trying to game them, or because it's not a place you want to be connected to.
Yep. So, for example, if you're writing a blog post about Alex from Target and you happen to mention that someone's already made a porn of him and you link over to it and you don't want to be associated with that, you don't follow the link.
Right.
Not that they
Interesting
have.
Example.
Not that they have, but that's the kind of thing. You don't want to be associated with it, but you want your readers for some reason to realize that it exists and be able to get to it.
Yeah, I guess so. If you really want them to. Anyway, I'm just having fun. Okay, so let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into some of the other topics we've got down here for today.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. I want to talk about authority building plans. This is something that I have to give full credit to John for. You know, he was pushing art the last time we talked, authority, relevance, and trust. And I thought, you know, I was doing this whole content marketing. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm trying to help out some of my clients create plans for content. You know, everyone's so busy, they don't have time to think about what content they want to write on a regular basis. So they're usually just doing it as it comes to them. And like some people do, sort of running your business in the seat of their pants. So I said, well, let's create a plan. Let's actually put together some ideas. I mean, we've talked about it before, but many clients just don't do it. So I kind of said, it's time. Let's just do this. And I called a content plan. I thought, this is weird. It was a content plan. Is it a content strategy? No, it's an authority building plan. That's what we're calling it for now. And it's probably going to change, but that's what makes sense, the most sense to me, because it is more than just building content. It's everything. It's to do with that. It's authority. So thank you, John.
I love it because I pretty much banned the use of the phrase link building in my offices. We're not allowed to say link building anymore. It's authority building. So I love that you're taking and running with that too.
Yeah, it does make sense. I really thought long and hard whether or not I wanted to give you credit, but I did. I went for it.
So I appreciate it. Can I get that as a ringtone when I call you? So when you call me, it says, John, you get credit.
You get credit. I'll do that. I'll do that just for you. Okay.
I'm glad to hear it. So what kind of things do you include in an authority plan? Content creation? What else is included in an authority building plan?
Well, having a lot of fun with them, actually. I pitched this to a few clients, and everyone jumped on it. So all of a sudden, I got a lot of them on my plate. But that, you know what it's like when you get that, you actually get more into the groove. You start to learn new things and really put together some neat ideas. So let me just open up one of the more recent ones. So what I do is I sort of start off, and it's growing as I do these, but I start off with major out of the box ideas on creating content that will build authority. Now, not just content. It could be anything. It could be just outreach programs. It could be anything. It could be as, even giving one of your products as charity. Anything that I could think of, based on all my years of looking at all these things and seeing what works, it's about time I started putting these together. And I understand the clients really well because I work with them all the time. So I would put together the outside-of-the-box stuff. Then I put together on-site content because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go look at all the competitors or a number of their top competitors and see what their top pages are. What pages on their site are really showing up and obviously doing well on search. And obviously, you discount the stuff that's like the homepage and stuff. You're looking for content that they wrote that really took off. And that tends to really build a lot of great ideas. So I take those and I say, all right, these are some other ideas of content. Sometimes actual on-site content, FAQ pages that are really done well. Maybe they've turned them into answer centers. They've really taken it to the next step.
All right. Sorry? I was going to say resources. Yeah, building a resource.
Exactly. And sometimes it gives some really great ideas on how to do that. You know, you don't reinvent the wheels. One of my favorite overused phrases, but it's true. You just don't. You look at your competitors. A lot of time they've already done this. Aspects of social media have very visual things. So I recommend Pinterest, but I don't just say do Pinterest. I look at examples of boards and how well they've done and what kind of photos were done. So I'll give them some examples. One of my favorites is Evergreen. I have a whole section called Evergreen. But it's just, here are some great Evergreen content ideas. I've found these by doing using ubersuggest.org. I go through and I just look, I type in whatever they're offering, and then I look at all the different ways people search, and I also look at keyword research, and it gives me some ideas of what people want to see. And also, of course, the competitor analysis I do. Nice. And just rattle off a whole bunch of ideas in terms of Evergreen content to give them something to really run with. Like on Stepforth, we've got a few pages. I swear, it's kind of embarrassing. Just a few pages that deliver 90% of our traffic. And it's a lot of traffic. They're so popular. And I'm like, well, so, well, you know, we were busy, but we've decided recently that screw this. We're going to build a lot of this type of content. Why didn't we do this before? Well, because we didn't think about it, but we're doing it. We're always focused on our clients, right? And then one-off ideas, just general content article ideas and on what you can do on a regular basis. Here are some ideas that don't really deserve to be called Evergreen. They could turn into Evergreen, but, you know, use these. And then last one is a whole section, just sort of a templated section, tips for finding writing ideas, because these will run out, right? Here are some great ideas on what you can use to do it, everything from Google Alerts, which is the most basic, to some really advanced stuff.
How does social fit into your authority building plans? Because social is, you know, I didn't hear anything at all about linking or social. It's really about content, but creating authority. But do you do any seeding of social to help it gain authority? You know, do you track, you know, links that it might create? Not necessarily trying to create them, but at least track them from that perspective.
Yeah, so what I've got in there is a whole section on social. But I'm careful not to train people on social. It's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to explain to them, this is what you need for content. You do need a social media person to help you with this stuff, and I recommend what they need to do. Obviously, I can help them with this, but the way I've been steering my business lately is because I'm working with so many small businesses and basic budgets, but I also work with some medium ones, and they're different, but I say, here's the plan. You choose how much of this you want to do yourself, and whatever's left over, contact us. You know, we can help you with the rest, and we'll make it as affordable as possible and something you can do on a regular basis. Right. And then we say, okay, what are you going to do about social? Like one of the ones, the most recent ones who said, yes, we want to go ahead with the plan I created. I'm now saying, okay, I know you want to do most of this yourself, but what I really want you to do is let us come in every 3 months, at the very least, to review everything that's been done and the success of it so we can give you some feedback. And frankly, every 3 months, things have changed so much too, we can give a bit of an update.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thanks for listening to the Stepforth commercial.
Yeah. No. This is what anyone can do. Hopefully everyone will do this stuff. I mean, it's nice. It's not, you know, it's not science here. This is just good common sense that everyone really should be doing before they create their content.
Yeah, it's really a testament to how significant our job as SEOs, search executive officers, has changed over the years. Because it's really, It's about how to position yourself to do better in search, not so much anymore as your tactical item A, B, and C to do better in search. It's really about positioning yourself through content, social seeding, and those kind of things to do better in search, become that authority. And that's mm-hmm. really the critical piece now for SEO, is being an authority on your subject matter, whatever that happens to be.
Exactly. And you know, that's why we call it an authority building plan. But, you know, I'm actually finding that because of my market, you know, I'm not dealing with corporates which have unlimited budgets. And I kind of like this. This is what I like to do. I'm turning into more of a marketing coach, the people behind me to support the clients whenever they absolutely need it. But the point is, I'm there just to say, this is what you really need to do, and this is how you should think about it, and trying to make it as simple as possible, English, you know, make it something they can actually understand and go from there. But I'm loving it. It's really fascinating. And I found some of the coolest sites I'll have to tell you about after, but that just, there's so many interesting people out there. I just can't say enough about the internet, how much I love it.
And just one more time, who gets credit for this again?
John Carcutt gets credit for the name of this plan, the Authority Building Plan. Thank you, John.
Nice.
There, someone can just cut that out, snippet. There's your ringtone.
There we go. I'll have a recording, so we're good.
Great. Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got a few more pieces of news to cover.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services. PPCprofessionals.com.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing,
thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email sales@webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Next on the news. Take it away, Johnny.
So I got some questions I want to ask you and kind of see how you compare to the rest of the SEO space and SEOs. All right. So nofollow attributes, should they live or die? Do we keep them or do you want them to stay around or should they go away?
I've been very vocal about this in the past. I think they're ridiculous.
So you want them to go away?
Yeah. Google should know. Yeah, anyway, yes. I won't get into it. I think they should go away.
So you're part of the 38% of SEOs that want that to happen. So which means there's what, 62% of SEOs think they're perfectly fine and are willing to live with them. And I happen to be one of those. I don't really mind dealing with nofollows at all. It's another signal that the engines look at. If they're ridiculous in your mind, that's your opinion. If it's a signal that I can help them understand my content and my intentions better, then I'm fine. I'm actually fine using it. Right.
Yeah, I just think it's again, I don't want to get into the whole argument again. We've had quite the things before, but just to succinctly explain why I don't. It's just I don't. Google's all about being so damn smart. You know what? This is just something they should be figuring out in themselves. You know, if a person's got authority, they have a good track record of providing great content, and they happen to link to a site that doesn't. Well, don't damage them for it. They're obviously making some relation to it in an article. I mean, there's just so... Anyway, it's just stupid. Anyway, okay. But I don't really care that much. I'm used to nofollow now. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't need this to die, but you asked the question. So if I had a choice, it would go.
So, let's move on to the next question. Okay, link building. In Google's eyes, should all link building be considered spam?
With that said,
thank you for joining us today.
If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. You can also email me via ross@stepforth.com and or reach John via Twitter @JohnCarcutt. Have a great week and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific on Wednesdays. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Radio and Podcast Network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.